This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Lands End Properties, LLC et al. Plaintiffs respondents versus the Grand Meridian Condominium Owners Association, Inc. et al. Defendants appellants. Decided March 26, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District. In Division Lands End Properties, LLC, et al. Plaintiffs respondents, SD 3817, filed March 26, 2025, the Grand Meridian, Condominium Owners, Association, Inc., et al., Defendants Appellants, appeal from the Circuit Court of Camden County. Honorable Kenneth M. Hayden, Circuit Judge affirmed. Following a bench trial, the trial court ruled in favor of Lands End Properties, LLC, LEP, and against the Grand Meridian Condominium Owners Association, on the first count of LEP's petition to declare that LEP retains its development rights. The court ruled in favor of the association and against LEP on the second count of LEP's petition. The court decided that 1. The 5-year statute of limitations in paragraph 516-120 applied, and 2. LEP owed unpaid assessments on its 2 units after March 28, 2013. 1. All statutory references are to RSMO 2000. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2024. 2. The association appeals, presenting 13 points. 8 points contend the trial court misapplied the law with respect to 1. The court's determination that LEP retained its development rights, and 2. The court's calculation of the amount that LEP owed in assessments, including the application of a 5-year statute of limitations. The remaining 5 points involve 1 evidentiary ruling and several challenges to the court's findings on the ground that they are against the weight of the evidence. Finding no merit in any of these points, we affirm. Standard of review. A judgment is presumed correct, and the party challenging the judgment bears the burden of proving it erroneous. Brackney v. Walker, 670 SW3D 455, 458, Mo. App, 2023. In this court-tried case, our review is governed by Rule 84, Dalt 13D, and Murphy v. Karen, 536 SW2D 30, 31, 32, Mo. Bank, 1976. We are required to affirm the trial court's judgment unless it is not supported by substantial evidence, it is against the weight of the evidence, or it erroneously declares or applies the law. Ivy v. Smith, 439 SW3D 189, 198-99, Moore Bank, 2014. All fact issues upon which no specific findings are made shall be considered as having been found in accordance with the result reached. Rule 7301C, see Theroff v. Dollar, Tree Stores, Inkins, 591 SW3D 432, 437, Mobank 2020. When considering whether the court misapplied the law, we review the court's legal conclusions and application of law to the facts de novo. McLeod v. McLeod, 681 SW3D 215, 2928-29, Motors Appinaw 2023. In addition, statutory interpretation is an issue of law that this court reviews de novo. Crockett v. Poland, 225 SW3D 409-19, 420, Mobank 2007. See Clampett v. Cambridge, Phase 2 Corp., 884 SW2D 340, 345, Motor Appers, 1994. Interpretation of the language of a condominium declaration also is reviewed de novo. Haynes v. Branson Cabin Rentals, LLC, 635 SW3D 172, 174, Moap Edders, 2021. We construe condominium declarations strictly. Idicon C. Clampett, 884 SW2D at 345. The rule of strict three construction means that we cannot give the declaration a broader application than is warranted by its plain and unambiguous terms, and we cannot presume anything that is not expressed by the declaration. Tatacek v. Homefield Gardens Condo, Assen, 502 SW3D 645, 648, Mo. App, 2016. Internal quotation marks omitted. This provides condominium buyers with confidence that what they see is what they get, and that a court acting under its equity powers will not act in contravention of the declaration. Clampett, 884 SW2D at 345. Further, on determining the meaning of declaration provisions, We consider the document as a whole and give the words their natural and ordinary meaning. Willow's condo. Owners Assen, Inkaverse Kraus, 467 SW 3D, 312, 314, Moes App, 2015. Lastly, in reviewing the evidence, we defer to the trial court's determination of the credibility of witnesses. Brackney, 670 SW 3D at 459. The trial judge is in a better position than this court to determine the credibility of the parties, their sincerity, character, and other trial intangibles which may not be shown by the record. Kelly vs. Proc, 825 SW 2D, 896, 897, Monad App at 1992. Further, a trial court is free to believe or disbelieve all or any part of the witness's testimony. In RECCS, 393 SW 3D, 105, 108, Monad App Hodern 2013. Therefore, we view the evidence and any reasonable inferences therefrom in the light most favorable to the court's decision and disregard all contrary evidence and inferences. It is so viewed, the following facts were proven at trial. Factual and procedural history LEP was formed in October 2002 for the purposes of developing Mark